This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis bringing you another message from God's Word. Along this line, the second coming, the soon coming, the imminent return of our blessed Lord. And I hope you're enjoying, appreciating these studies. We're just getting started last week. Before we go any further, I want to just stop for a moment and give you just a little bit of information about the Old Trailblazer, about our radio broadcast year. We have our mission services. Our website is radiomissions.org. Radio Missions is our home office here. Pastor Shelton was a mentor, the founder, the pastor here for many, many years. And we still air his broadcast on Sunday on many stations, the Voice of Truth. But I want to mention that we have information. They're streaming. All of our services are live streaming. And we have the Radio Missions Radio now. It's a 24-hour service. You hear it all over the world. We have Pastor Shelton's booklets in print, 400 titles. We send them out free and postpaid. And all of our services are CDs on CDs. We send those out for a small charge. And then we're happy to have you folks come be with us on our service time. We have regular services Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And then we have mission places in Hattiesburg, Picayune, Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, Mobile, Alabama, Arley, Alabama, San Benito, Texas, and other places. And we'd be glad to have you here. Come be, visit with us. Our mailing address is Radio Missions, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer. Lady called me this morning. I answered the phone here. And she said, "Is this the Old Trailblazer?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "I recognized your voice. I listened to you every morning here somewhere from wherever she was calling from." But I praise the Lord. The Lord's given us a gracious host of audience. We also have our Voice of Truth magazine. We publish here. We do all our own printing. We publish our magazine called The Voice of Truth on a regular quarterly basis. The subscription price is only $3 a year. We'd be glad to mail it to you. And you just call us and let us know. Our phone number here is air code 225-664-8658. Let's get back to our study. We're looking there at the second coming or the soon coming, the imminent return of our blessed Lord. And we read that verse portion there yesterday talking about the Lord coming back. The whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, speaks with no uncertain terms about our Lord coming back. He must come back. He will come back because he said, "I will come again." Back in the book of Genesis, if you would study, you'll find there the story of Joseph, the son of Jacob in his old age. One day, Joseph goes out to visit his brethren and is rejected by them. They cast him into the pit. And he's taken out alive and sent there to Egypt, where he is exalted as a prime minister. Go there and read that story. Or the co-ruler of Egypt. He takes a wife from among the Gentiles, and at a given hour he goes forth with her in his chariot to bring his father's household and his brethren after the flesh into the land of Goshen, the promised land of Egypt. Now I want you to listen. This is a type of our Lord's return for his own. Isn't that a gracious story? I wish you'd go there and read it. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, Son of our Heavenly Father, sent into this world by his Father to his brethren in the flesh. He came unto his own. His own received him not. In fact, they turned him away. They rejected him, cast him into the pit, the place of death. On the morning of the resurrection, God took him out alive. 40 days later, from Mount Olivet, he took him into that far country, into heaven itself. There he exalted him to the throne as co-ruler with himself. He is now, through the Holy Spirit, getting a bride from among the Gentiles. One day, at a given moment, he will come forth in all of his splendor with 10,000 times 10,000 of his angels. You know how many that is? You figure it up, my friend. 10,000 times 10,000. Oh, that he may bring his father's household, his brethren after the flesh, the Jews into Palestine, the promised land. So we see here that the story of Joseph typifies the story of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And from that ancient land of Egypt comes the voice crying, "Behold, he cometh Go ye out to meet him. And our cry is this morning, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come. One day we see David climbing the slopes of Mount Olivet, bareheaded, barefooted, his back bending low, his face washed with tears, a man of sorrow, bowed down with grief, a rejected king. One day later, we see him as he comes back with a great host. With a shout of victory, he crosses the Jordan River, enters the city of Jerusalem, sits as a king on Zion's heights. David here is a picture and a type of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. One afternoon during his earthly ministry, he climbed to the summit of Mount Olive, which overlooked the city of Jerusalem. There he sat weeping over the city, crying, O Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered thee together, as a hen doth gather her chicks or her brood, and ye would not. There he sat, a rejected king. There he gazed upon a city, doomed to destruction, turned his face toward Calvary. But behold, one day he's coming back with that victor shout, with the song of triumph. He will cross Jordan from the east, enter Jerusalem, and receive the throne from his Father, sit on Zion's heights as a Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So the Bible here again proclaims, the Lord is coming again. He must come. He must reign. He will come. He will reign. Hallelujah. The Lord God omnipotent reigns. Isn't that great, my friend? As David sat there one day, meditating upon the coming of our Lord back to earth again, he was inspired to draw his fingers across his golden harp and sing in his most daring and exalted symbol. Hear him speak. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof of the world. Let them there that dwell in. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the earth, and the people with equity. Psalms 98. Yes, David proclaims to the world, the Lord is coming. He's coming again to reign. The old trailblazer, sit here behind this microphone. The Lord is coming, folks. The Lord is coming with 10,000 times 10,000. And there's so much we could say about his coming. But we want to just go on. Far across the centuries comes the voice of a prophet. He seemed to choose his choicest words when he speaks and portrays the second coming of our Lord. The prophet Isaiah, looking down through the centuries, saw Jerusalem becoming the center or the capital of the new world. And he said, and many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God, to the God of Jacob. And he shall teach us his ways. We will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. This will take place when our Lord comes. Again, the old prophet saw the nations of the world at peace, their armies disbanded, war implements scrapped. He cried out in these words, and he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. This will take place when our Lord comes back to earth again. I wish that every one of you, you who hear the old trailblazer, would listen. Oh, I wish you could realize that great truth. Throw yourself completely upon the mercy of our blessed Lord. The Lord's coming back, folks. He is. Then the old prophet Micah announces very positively that when the Lord comes the second time, war shall cease. Men shall learn its ways no more. Each man shall sit under his own vine or his own fig tree, none daring to molest and make afraid. Isn't that grace, my friend? Do you enjoy these services? Do you enjoy these studies? Oh, my friend, they're all on CD. They have a small price if you're interested in them. We completed that study on the work of the Holy Spirit. All of those messages are on CD. And then the Satan, the God of this world, I really admonish you to get that set. Satan, the God of this world, we're living in that day now when Satan is rampant. Everywhere you turn, our families, our children are being taken over by Satan at his will. The church has been watered down to a social meeting place. Our pastors are not saved, many of them. And they go about establishing their own righteousness, drawing their salaries, drawing their breath, and let their congregation go to hell. I know this on a firsthand basis, my friend. Like those Jehovah Witnesses I told you about. My friend, they're blinded by Satan. I my heart just melted within me thinking where they're going to spend eternity. They think they'll live here in this earth, a paradise as they call it. But my friend, they don't know. They just don't know. They've never been awakened to the fact that they're sinners and need a substitute. Are you saved, my friend? You sitting out there in your easy chair this morning, wake up. I had a lady call me. She gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, listen to the broadcast. Lady up there in Royal, Arkansas, are you listening this morning? If you would, call me later on today. Oh, my friend, the Lord is gracious to us, giving us financial help to keep on these radio stations all over this nation, all over the world. You can hear this broadcast in Beijing, China, my friend, if you care to. If you have loved ones over there somewhere, they can hear it. If you make it available, if you don't, if you can't, let me know. I'll help you with it. And then we're going down to the evening shadows of life. Many of us are. I am, and my folks, many of my folks are, my congregation. And I'm just tenting, as they said, till the Lord comes. You know, we're not, this earth, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Was it Peter that said we're just tenting? You know, the early people, they were just nomads. They didn't have big high mansions and all of those things. They stayed out there somewhere in a tent, old tent and made out of skins of animals and things like that. But my friend, we're living in luxury these days, don't we? Oh, we have a pain for everything. We have a pain for this and a pill for that and a pill for that. And we don't want to suffer nothing, my friend. Think about what our Lord suffered. I think about it all the time. Our Lord suffered. The scripture says his body was so torn that he couldn't even recognize him. But my friend, he's coming back one day in his glory, full of glory. All those stripes will still be there. His hands will, he'll have our names written there in the palm of his hand. I know folks foo-foo the old trailblazer. I know I'm an old kook. I know that. I realize that. You don't have to tell me. But my friend, I'm just bringing you the gospel. It's the truth, whether you believe it or not. That man is a sinner, and he must repent. Oh, we don't hear much about repentance, do we? You know what repentance is, my friend? Taking the blame. Have you ever taken the blame? Have you ever taken the blame for being a the kind of a guy you are, my friend? You're ugly to your family and ugly to your wife. And your cats and the dogs scatter when you come in the front door. They all go out the back door. Have you ever repented of that? Have you ever said, I'm sorry, darling? Have you ever taken your wife in your arms at night and said, darling, I'm sorry, I've been a beast of a husband? Have you ever done that? Our mother, some of our mothers are terrible people too. You know that. I know it. Remember the old Trailblazer's address? The old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.